But in a garden yond, at such a place, you wot right well what you beheighten me, and in mine hand your truth plighted ye to love me best. God wot you said so, albe that I unworthy am thereto. Madam, I speak it for the honour of you, more than to save mine heart's life right now. I have done as you commanded me, and if you vouchsafe, you may go see. Do as you list, have your behest in mind, for quick or dead, right there you shall me find. In you lies all, to do me live or die, but well I wot, the rock's been away. He takes his leave, and she astonished stood. In all her face there was no drop of blood. She wend never have come in such a trap. Alas, quod she, that ever this should hap, for wend I never by possibility that such a monster or marvel might be. It is against the process of nature. And home she goes, a sorrowful creature. For very fear aneath her may she go. She weepeth, waileth all a day or two, and swooneth that it ruth was to see. But why it was, to no wight told it she. For out of town was gone Arviragus. But to herself she spoke, and said thus, with face pale, and with full sorrowful cheer in her complaint, as you shall after hear. Alas, quod she, on thee fortune I plain, that unaware hast wrapped me in thy chain, from which to escape what I no succour save only death, or else dishonour. One of these two behoveth me to choose, but natheless, yet have I liever lose my life than of my body to have a shame, or know myself and false, or lose my name. And with my death I may be quit iwis. Has there not many a noble wife ere this, and many a maid is slain herself, alas, rather than with her body do trespass? Yes, certes, lo, these stories bear witness. When 30 tyrants full of cursedness had slain Phidon in Athens at the feast, they commanded his daughters for to rest, and bringen them before them in despite, all naked, to fulfil their foul delight. And in their father's blood they made them dance upon the pavement. God give them mischance. For which these woeful maidens, full of dread, rather than that they would lose their maidenhead, they privily been start into a well and drowned themselves, as the books tell. They of Messina let inquire and seek, of Lacedaemon 50 maidens eke, on which that they would do their lechery. But there was none of all that company that Sheen has slain, and, with a good intent, chose rather for to die than to assent to be oppressed of her maidenhead. Why should I then to die be in dread? Lo, eke, the tyrant Aristoclides, that loved a maiden hight Stymphalides, when that her father slain was on a night, unto Diana's temple goes she right, and hent the image in her hands too, from which image would she never go, no wight ne might her hands of it erase, till she was slain, right in the self place. Now since that maidens hadn't such despite to be defouled with man's foul delight, well ought a wife rather herself and slay than be defouled, as it thinketh me. What shall I say of Hasdrubal's wife, that at Carthage bereft herself her life? For when she saw that Romans won the town, she took her children all, and skipped down into the fire, and chose rather to die than any Roman did her villainy. Hath not Lucrece slain herself, alas, at Rome, when that she oppressed was, of Tarquin, for her thought it was a shame to liven when that she had lost her name? The 7 maidens of Milesia also have slain themselves for very dread and woe rather than folk of Gaul them should oppress. More than 1,000 stories, as I guess, could I now tell as touching this matter. When Habrodate was slain, his wife so dear herself and slew, and let her blood to glide in Habrodate's wounds deep and wide, and said, my body at the least way, there shall no wight defoulen, if I may.